Neil, you made changes, forced changes, unfortunately. We heard your pre-match talk to Ben in regards to losing Holmes for 3 weeks. So you've had to juggle the pack. There's no real striker of note within the squad, so you're going to have to think, right, okay, how do I change it? You put Donoghue up there, who had a great game at Telford 2 years ago. And it's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of the performance of the team this evening?
Second half I was really pleased with. You know, of course I was. You know, first half, all right, we get a last minute or a late injury to Holmes. But that's no excuse to, all right, it does knock you. It knocks you confidence-wise. But it doesn't stop you, Swampy, from our decision-making. So Tegan Steele, and we've proved this second half, don't want to get pulled about at centre-halves. 36 and 38-year-old. They don't want to get pulled about, but for whatever reason, centre-halves, goalkeeper, first half just went down the middle every time. We never go down the middle. Whether or not it's a kind of a tactical play, I'm not sure. We definitely don't set it up. And this is why I was so frustrated at half-time, because sometimes that's got to come from on the pitch. You know, we've got to be brave to get to wide areas. Or, you know, I thought like Linney was on fire all night tonight. We starved him with the ball. First half was really, really poor. And we made Lancaster look an organised side. You know, it sounds like I don't want to come out two games on the run and kind of moan, but you'll watch back the penalty. It's offside. It's offside. He's 3 yards offside. We've just said it again. You know, it's a weak decision. Regan Linney comes from behind on the second one when we should equalise and we don't. But the first half wasn't good enough. And listen, I'm the manager. I've got to, whether or not we get a last minute injury or we don't do, you know, the team that obviously started the first half wasn't good enough. But the team, you know, the second half team, the second half performance I was delighted with.
Yeah, I mean, that first 45 minutes, I mean, you know, you come into a team, you know how to set the stall out, and the aerial battles you're not going to win, are you? Against the two centre halves. Did we get close enough to them in that first 45 minutes, or were we just going, trying to win the ball rather than...
We didn't get anywhere near. There was not a tackle. We didn't press. You know, it's tough to not criticise, you know, individuals, but I think, you know, you can't keep saying... Done all right. First half, midfield, we were miles off it. We tried to go with a Curtis Jones and Potts rotation like we did at Baseford last week. It worked. But when you go down the middle, what happens is Teague and Steele will just put it back 60 yards on you from a header. So then it goes all the way over Curtis and Potts. He nullifies that. Centre-half's got to step out of play, which we don't play. But if we go higher and we use the ball better, we nullify that. Second half, they didn't do it once. I think Teague won one header second half. And we just carried on knocking on the door and getting in good areas and playing down channels and working in wide areas and putting crosses over, shots over. But it just wasn't to me. The first half was not good enough.
Second half, you make them changes. Now, obviously, you want to make changes. You're thinking, well, who's going to bring on? We saw the people. We knew that there was going to be that imminent change because they were out there all through the 15 minutes of the break. But you brought off Drew Baker. Now, that was a strange one, we thought. But is that possibly something to do with an injury, maybe? There's something wrong with him, or you just fancied a little bit of a change in the game?
No, nothing. I don't think that was his best performance tonight. I think he got rocked when he gave the penalty away. Confidence-wise, there's been a few conversations over the last couple of weeks with Drew and, you know, kind of where his future lies. And I think it doesn't help. He then gives a penalty away and it affects him. It rocks him. He's an 18-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid just turned. So, you know, sometimes you've got to put your arm around, sacrifice him, take him off. And, you know, I thought Curtis Jones went back in there. He was magnificent. Sometimes you just got to take him out and kind of give him a rest. Jonathan Smith at fullback is definitely not obviously match fit. But we needed, like, more attacking threat today, because when you get let down, last minute, what do you do? So
of
we
course.
Tried it and it didn't work.
Well, you brought on Matty Rain and you brought on Joe White, sorry. You've got to be pleased with their 45-minute performance, because they actually gave a bit of a... They were more resolute. We got into that attacking prowess in that second half and we looked much more confident as a team.
I was delighted with Joe White. You know, nothing against Matty, but I just thought things came into different areas and Joe White was great on the ball. He positionally was fantastic, good aerially. Some good passing. I think Matty struggled to get into it as much because play was developing down the left-hand side a lot. But no, listen, sometimes you've just got to shake it up and it needed to be done. But, you know, I think the first time we've taken a Drew Baker off and a Jonathan Smith, you know, experienced players. But sometimes you've just got to throw that out there and, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You know, if they're not performing or things aren't going right, you've got to have to change it. I've just said to the squad now, you know, not have we come as far as what we need to do. But do we need to go and sign that 6'5" centre forward? Do we need to go and get that no nonsense centre half who won't play out from the back and change the game a bit like teams do to us? You know, when you go to Matlock's or when you go here, it's not my preferred style, but it's proven that at the minute the way we're playing or the way the team I'm picking, you know, isn't consistent and isn't getting results. And you know, as a manager, I've got to take that. You know, absolutely. I thought we were going to get. I had a points total. That points total is now gone because we've lost tonight. I didn't expect to lose tonight, but you know, I remember one of the fans said when you come round the corner, you know, sort them out, Renault. I've just said to the lads, there's only so much sorting you can do. Tactically, you lay them up. Individually, you've got to take responsibility. And if you're going to come out and do what we asked you not to do in the first half, and we get beat, it's going to be on me. But then ultimately, if you're going to do things that I'm not asking you to do, then it's on you. And we either change you or kind of like we bring somebody else in, and that's what, you know, that's what it looks like. Because, you know, whether or not we're on 17 points, people talk about playoff and all that, we're not consistent. We're winning one, we're having a great performance against Scarborough, magic against Baysford, Nantwich it went against us tonight, first half not good enough. I'm the manager, I've got to take responsibility for that.
You do take responsibility, but equally, you know, you're frustrated with the referee's decision in the first half. And we clearly, I thought it was offside initially. I thought it may not even been a penalty. But in the second half, you're going to be more infuriated because it seems to, for us,
second one to one, he's onside all day long. He comes from behind him. He's onside. I think he gives the first one. I don't know. I haven't seen the Regan's first goal, but you know, we were at a point period again. We were on top. We're playing really well. The fans are getting going. There's only really one team in it, and we score. Then we go and win the game. They've gone. You know, they've gone. But you know, you get decisions that go against you, and again, decisions have gone against us. And I've said a couple of weeks ago, you know, you're reliant on luck in this game as well. And for whatever reason, we didn't get it Saturday. We haven't got it tonight, you know, on the referee's decisions, but it will turn around. You know, maybe we get some luck on Saturday, we go and win the game. Listen, there's going to be criticism, there's going to be people, you know, making comments, etc. We've just got to carry on doing what we do, stick together, play the right way, and, you know, maybe freshen up, but keep going.
Well, the one thing is that Grantham, Saturday, they're a team that aren't too dissimilar to a Matlock style, and indeed a Lancaster City style. There is not necessarily a criticism, but there's been an observation saying, can FC United beat teams that put the ball high, wide, get into difficult areas and then score a goal and then just sit back? Can we bounce back on Saturday, and can we deal with this style of football? Because there's two games that we've been defeated in a bit. The Matlock game, very different and didn't deserve to. So can we beat teams like this at home?
Yeah, we can. But there's going to be a lot of belief as well, you know, and maybe, you know, do you try and get a couple of bodies in before the weekend? Maybe we do, but we only have one training session before then, so ideally you're not going to be throwing two lads in that you don't really know, so it's difficult like that. We can, but like we've just said in there, you know, people will have 10, 15-minute spells. I think Nantwich have a five-minute spell on Saturday and scored two, but the lads in there have got to be more resolute, and they've got to say, listen, we're not going to concede. Sometimes decisions go against you like tonight, and then you could argue, you take a penalty away, we have been resolute. I thought we defended excellently on set pieces. A decision went against us. Second half, we didn't get the goal we wanted. Would have been done if Brad Holmes started? I don't know. You know, you never know. But the team that ended the game certainly had more penetration than the team that started the game. And if we can bring a forward in before the weekend, you can revert Donners back to fullback. You might change the middle of the park, bring a Joe White in or a Simpson, be a bit more attacking. You know, you've got your wide areas. We might bring another wide man in. Chaz has got a knock, so we've just got to keep going. You know, we've got to keep going, and we can't lose belief. You know, can't lose hope. Nobody likes losing games of football. I'm the worst one at it. but you know, the first half performance, and it will come back to me. So absolutely, I can categorically say, yeah, every player out here, we did not set out to go long in the first half and play into their strengths. You know, that was the last thing on our mind. But sometimes it's a mindset, and when it gets into your mind, it's hard to get out of. Choice words were said at half time. You know, what choice words.
Well, we can see you were all animated off of the bench when you came out. You know, about the performance, equally the referee. You know, I know a few players had a couple of chats to him about it. But
control the things that we can control. Yeah, I can't control the referee.
No, of course not.
I've no idea. I can control Lavercombe and Morris and Baker. Stop going long. I can control trying to play out from the side. We did it second half, and if you've been here tonight, you've seen that we had a right goal second half. But second half's too late.
And indeed it is. But listen, we have another opportunity on Saturday, as we say. It's Grantham at home, and we look forward to speaking to you as always. Thanks for your open honesty as always, and it's again not the result that we wanted, but there are positives as always to take out the game.
Cheers, Wampy. Cheers, Ben.